Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 21st Sunday after Pentecost, proper 26 year C. The readings today, Habakkuk chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 and chapter 2 verses 1 to 4, Psalm 119 verses 37 to 137 to 144, Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 and 11 to 12, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 10. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us, and we travel in faith because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Our God is our Creator, and we will adore Him. Our God is our Savior, and we will adore Him. Our God is our King, and we will adore Him. Our God is our Master, and we will adore Him. Our God is our Lord, and we will adore Him. Our God is here, and we will adore Him. Amen. Lord, we have come to worship You, to bring our songs of joy and our words of thankfulness. We long for our worship to be more than mere words, and our thanksgiving more than an act of the moment. May the worship we bring here last for the whole of our lives, and our praises ring through eternity. We come to You because You have promised to set us free, to fill our lives with blessings You have always given to Your faithful people. We come to You because You are our Creator, Sustainer, and Sovereign Lord. Amen. We have the hymn, King of Glory, King of Peace.
Our third hymn is King of Glory, the words by the 17th century. Herbert. Tune Gwalchmai by the Welshman David Jones.
Let us pray. We pray the collect for proper 26, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Gifts from God. Gifts from God. In our collect today, we prayed, Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. In this prayer, we are reminded that we have been the recipients of God's gift. Rather, on reflection, God's gifts. From the beginning of time, God, in generosity and love, has given numerous gifts to us. God began by giving us God's wonderful, beautiful, balanced creation. The writer of the book of Genesis reminds us, God saw everything that God had made, and indeed, it was very good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31a. God gave humankind the gift of God's very good creation. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. Genesis chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. We receive the gift of God's very good creation. Have we offered true and laudable service to God's world? We certainly have not. We have polluted the rivers, destroyed the forests, overexploited the resources of the land and sea. We have turned fertile land into desert. We have hunted into near extinction and extinction many of God's creatures, and today we are paying the price. Heavy, unseasonal rainfall causing floods in various parts of the world. Excessive and extensive heat waves causing not only wildfires but death in many parts of the world. The Arctic and Antarctic snow regions are melting and adding more than usual water to the oceans, causing the rising of the sea level and causing the disappearance of small islands and the rapid changing of the coastline in others. We have taken God's gift of creation, and when we should have treasured it, conserved and preserved it, we have been slowly destroying it and bringing disaster on ourselves and threatening our very own existence. God in love has given us the gift of God's one and only Son. In John 3:16 we read, "For God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." A special gift with a promise. God sent Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, to bring us into a right relationship with God, the Creator of the universe. Through Christ, we are privileged to call God Father. Jesus taught us how to live with each other. "I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?" Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 to 46. Jesus, a gift from God to us, made that one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. The writer of the book of Hebrews emphasizes, "But as it is, he, Jesus, has appeared once and for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself." So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. God's gift of Jesus, the Christ, holds for us the promise of salvation and the promise of eternal life for those who believe in him and give true and laudable service to all of God's people. Our loving God has gone further and has given us the gift of life. God has given us at our baptism the gift of the Holy Spirit, God's self, to be your advocate or comforter, to endow us with power from above, and to give us spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts that will enable us to give true and laudable service to humanity, wherever in God's vineyard we have been placed by God. Where we are today is no accident. God has placed us where we are to do some good work for God. Our challenge is to acknowledge the gift of the Holy Spirit, put our faith in the Spirit's guidance and direction, and in obedience to run without stumbling. If we stumble, like Zacchaeus in our gospel today from Luke 19 verses 1 to 10, we are to acknowledge our sins, repent, and forgiveness is guaranteed for those who repent. That is a promise from Jesus on the cross. God has equipped us to give true and laudable service. God has given us gifts which we are called to recognize, develop, and use in the service of God's people. As we strive to be obedient to God's call and fulfill God's plan and purpose for us, God in Christ will fulfill another promise. We will experience life in all its fullness. Our journey through this world will be relevant, meaningful, and rewarding, not only for us, but for those whom God will send across our path. Yes, we will face the challenges of this world, but Jesus has promised to be with us even to the end of the ages. We are assured by Paul, who out of his own experience should know, if God is with you, nothing in the world can stand against you. Let us never cease to acknowledge the special gift of Jesus the Son, and after Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. Let us acknowledge that it is only by believing in the gift of Jesus that we can attain God's promise of salvation, eternal life. Only Jesus could say, as he said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Luke chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. Let us therefore all resolve by the Holy Spirit to give our brothers and sisters true and laudable service, service worthy of the name of disciple of Christ. And we have the assurance that our loving Father God will fulfill the heavenly promises. Amen. Let us pray. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on your church. Pour out your healing spirit on our divisions. Cure the spiritual blindness that prevents us perceiving and following your call. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on the nations. Pour out your healing spirit, bringing peace with justice. Open our eyes to see the consequences of environmental destruction and pollution. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on our financial institutions. Pour out your healing spirit on all who are materially rich, yet emotionally and spiritually poor. Restore the balance of our balance sheet to take account of human cost. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on all who call out for relief in their suffering. Pour out your healing spirit upon them. Bring relief to all in need. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on all who are at the hour of their death. Pour out your life-restoring spirit on the faithful departed. By your intercession, may we find true peace with the Father. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Standing on the Promises of God. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. In that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the word and works of God. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. And we just want to remind you that COVID-19 is still among us, so continue to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. When you are in crowded places, please wear your mask and as far as possible keep your distance. For seniors, remember this is the flu season, so you might wish to avail yourself of the flu vaccine. So please have a spirit-filled, rewarding and productive week. We end with the hymn, Sent Forth by God's Blessing.